This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The great Emmett Smith, who's back with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What's up there, Emmett? How are you today, buddy?
Man, I'm good. How you guys doing over there?
Awesome.
Yeah, we're hanging in. I know that you are as well, and hopefully your family is staying safe and everybody's doing okay despite everything that's going on. But let's jump into this Cowboys team, Emmett. I mean, I know that the expectation, you have a new coach, so maybe that tempers it a little bit, but the expectation is there for because of the talent that is there, and Dak and Zeke and all the guys in the receiving core. They haven't played well in 2 weeks. I mean, they kind of got lucky last weekend and won the game, and I guess that's all that matters. You win the game. But why is there this disconnect from the expectation with this Cowboys team so far this season?
Well, TK, as you are aware, change is very difficult to try and be great at new things is very difficult for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
New scheme on defense. Offensively, obviously we still have Kellen as calling the plays, but and we just made some mistakes early, and you got to give credit to the Falcons, number one, for punching that ball out.
Yeah,
I mean that's just a technique that somebody wasn't even expecting. You weren't expecting the guy not to try attacking you, but just to bump into you and then punch the ball out. but nonetheless, it is football.
Yeah,
and the fundamentals have not changed. And I think what has happened over the last couple of weeks, we have not seen our guys, meaning the Dallas Cowboys, handle the fundamentals very well. And that's just been disappointing. But those are things that can get corrected. It's not that they're not playing hard, because they are playing hard. They are flying around the football and trying to get to the football. And it's just some things that we need to clean up. And it's just week two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, you're right. We did get lucky. But, you know, some of the better teams pull out those kind of games.
Yeah. No,
and
you're right.
Maybe that's character of who we are, and we're working towards, obviously, improvement, because we definitely have a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah.
But we got to do it quickly, because Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he's no joke at all. That's coming this weekend, by the way. The Dallas Cowboys at the Seattle Seahawks. That's in the afternoon slot, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Emmett, do you like Coach McCarthy? Do you like what he's trying to do and bring here? It's hard to know exactly what's going on in there, because we haven't had tons of access from media because of the coronavirus. But do you like him?
Well, I've only met him one time.
Okay.
But I tell you what I do like about him. I respect just the simple fact that he's not making a ton of changes. Now, some things had to change. Defensively, we made some big changes over there.
Yeah.
Richard over there and so forth and on, and Marinelli. But when it comes down to this offense, the offensive scheme is still there with the same old guy calling the plays. So he has eliminated a lot of the guesswork, if you will, from the offensive side of the ball. And he's seeing what talent he actually have and how talented the team really is. And I think he will, and they will, make adjustments as they go on. Defensively, that defense is going to get better as the season goes on. the question is, will we be healthy enough as the season go on? Because this pandemic has changed a lot of different things. And so I respect what he's doing in terms of not making a ton of abrupt changes to where we're setting back, we're set back a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I think he's allowing guys, and they're trying to figure this thing out. And we got to be patient as an organization. We got to be patient as fans.
Patient? You've been patient for 20 years, man. Patient. Come on, Emmett.
But when you make it like this, when you make a change like this, he could have came in and blew up the whole offense.
Yeah,
and that would have
said
that further.
I hear you. I'm playing. You know, I'm messing with you. Talking to Emmett Smith, Hall of Famer, eight Pro Bowls.
To your point, it has been 20 years.
Yeah.
Since we've had a level of success that we all want. But like I said, though, yeah, you can blow it up. It's going to set you back three more years.
Understood. No, you're not wrong, man. Totally get it. Let's face it, before any Super Bowls happen, you got to start with a wild card, or at least, you know, or division, you know, more favorably from Dallas's point of view. I wouldn't worry about the Giants yet. I wouldn't worry about Washington yet, although they're going to be tough and they're going to battle. And at this point, I really don't even know if I'd worry about the Eagles. What is your opinion? I know you dialed into your boys, but you got to check on the birds a little bit. What in the world is going on with Carson Wentz?
When it comes down to worrying about other teams, you know, anybody can be beaten on any given Sunday. The Eagles don't look as good as we thought that they would be looking this at this point. And, you know, the Cowboys have to be focused on the Dallas Cowboys and what we need to do to get better and to play better. If we just stay focused on that and improve week in and week out, then whether or not the Eagles have problems or the Giants have problems, it ain't going to really matter at that point, because we're going to be playing at a level that they won't be able to compete at, even if they were doing pretty decent.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So that's what you're striving. That's what you're striving for. Now, you should never overlook any opponent. And Tiki knows better than knows that just like I know. I mean, you absolutely have to be locked in and on every team, because when you're the Dallas Cowboys, every team brings their best, no matter whether or not they're hurt or not. Every team is coming to dethrone the Dallas Cowboys because everybody wants a piece of America's team.
Yeah, dethrone them from that imaginary Lombardi trophy they just won last year, right?
Exactly.
Emmett Smith in the house, and not just a great Cowboy and an all-time NFL great, a Gator luminary as well, and
yeah,
he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Emmett, tell us what you're working on with Johnsonville, the official sausage of the SEC. We know the SEC, along with the ACC and the Big 12, started on time. Looks like the Big 10 is going to start playing as well, but home gating is the new tail. You have to home gate because you can't go to any games. Well, some places you can. Down south, I think, is a little bit different than some of the places in the Northeast and maybe even the Midwest. But tell us about Johnsonville.
Yeah. Johnsonville and I have teamed up, obviously, to talk about the official sausage of SEC, but yet also just to talk about SEC home gating pros. I mean, they're right now, we all have become pros at home gating because we've been quarantined for the last 6 months. And social distancing for the last 6 months. And now that the SEC is about to jump off this weekend, and there won't be bodies in the stands or bodies in the parking lot. Where will you tailgate at? Where will you home gate at? Probably at home, probably over your grill and creating snacks and everything else. And Johnsonville has created opportunities for people to win prizes, to earn bragging rights, and the winner can receive $10,000 alone and an opportunity to join Johnsonville on his 2021 SEC Championship tailgating tour, which is huge.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot that's going on around this Homegate Pro Contest. You can go to homegateprocontest.com to get more details around the information and how to participate in some of these opportunity to win prizes.
Yeah, no, that's great. HomeGatePROContest.com. I was down at Louisville last weekend, Emmett, doing Louisville, Miami, and there was a big-ass sign in the parking lot that said, no tailgating. There were about 20 trucks in there tailgating. So most people are doing it at home, but some people are doing whatever they want. Let me ask you about these running back situations, Emmett. I mean, you follow this just like I do. Chris McCaffrey, he's out 6 weeks. My guy up here, Saquon Barkley, he's done for the season. And, I mean, it sounds like that injury is bad. Hopefully he recovers like Adrian Peterson did, and it's really quick. But, I mean, it's surprising that these guys who are like really well physically put together are having some of these major injuries. I don't want to chalk it all up to the offseason and the lack of a preseason, but what do you think is going on with all of these injuries? I know you, like I was, were mostly durable for the entirety of your career, and you took a pounding. I mean, you weren't 200 carries a year. You were 400 carries a year. What's going on with these guys now?
Well, you know, there could be a number of different things here. And I don't want to necessarily blame it on the off season itself, but at the end of the day, that comes into mind. But also, you have to look at some of the surfaces that some of these guys are playing on. From my understanding, the surface up there at MetLife Field in week one,
yeah,
they had a couple pretty significant injuries as well. And so you follow that up this week. You might want to start looking at the surface and seeing if there's a surface issue there in New York City. And so it is unfortunate that that Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, and many others, Bosa and all of those guys, sustained significant injuries. And I don't think it's because these guys didn't prepare themselves physically. I think the offseason created a different way for them to train and prepare themselves, unlike being around your peers where you're challenging and one another through workouts and everything else and pushing and competing to get on the football field. And so it is a little different. But I would go and say the NFL may want to take a peek at some of the surfaces that these teams have played, well, these guys have played on.
Emmett, always good having you on the show. That's Hall of Famer Emmett Smith, three-time champ, almost 19,000 yards on the ground. Just an amazing career and one of the really good guys that we get a chance to have on the show quite a bit. Appreciate you, yeah, man. Thank you very much.
You're a legend, Emmett. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.